Everyone, so I'm currently at Wawa. I got myself iced matcha latte, and man, it is so good. If you guys don't have a Wawa near you, then I know your life is hard, and I'm so sorry about that. But anyways, I really wanted to talk to you guys about a new study kind of hack slash strategy that I've been employing that I really like. I don't know why, I kind of just been testing different things and seeing what works for me, and this has been working for me recently, so I want to share with you guys what I'm doing, in particular for my MCAT. So basically, my study strategy follows the Parkinson's law. If you guys don't know what that is, essentially what that law states is if you allot time for a task, it'll take however long you allot to complete that task. So say for example, I am, studying or doing my Anki, and let's say I give myself 4 hours to do all that. Based on that law, like you will occupy that time and it'll take you 4 hours to do the studying and do your Anki. And that was really interesting to me because I feel like for a lot of us, we're always crunched on time, and I feel like I'm crunched on time. So I've been doing recently with this law is I've been giving myself less time to do certain tasks. So for Anki, I'll like try and get all of it done in 1 hour or like 1 hour and 30 minutes. And when I do this, I feel as though I'm working a lot harder to get the task done. And oftentimes I can finish it in that time allotted, when before it would take me so much longer. But I've been using this little study technique recently, and it's been working for me greatly because I've kind of been forcing myself to do things a lot quicker and more efficient. I advise you guys to check out that principle. It's called the Parkinson's Law. It's really cool. I've been using it, and yeah, I kind of find it helpful.